The surprise in today's gospel is, of course, that Jesus suddenly expands the definition of what it means to be members of his family. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. Who would dare say such a thing unless he really knew it was true? Who could change the definition of such basic family relationships except God himself? Well, I'd like to reflect on this line in light of some of my experiences and reflections yesterday. Yesterday I was in Alaminos for an ordination of two deacons. Ordination is always an occasion of witnessing the life of the church, of the extension of the life of the church through the sacraments and the hope of future priests, of course. One of the striking lines in a diaconate ordination is after the men are ordained, which is done in silence, they kneel down before the bishop, and the bishop gives them this big book of the Gospels, and he says, "Receive the Gospel of Christ, whose herald you now are," because that's deacons have the responsibility to proclaim the Gospel. "Receive the Gospel of Christ, whose herald you now are. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, practice what you teach." The summary that I always love. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, practice what you teach. What does it have to do with this? Well, to practice what you teach, to put into practice what you read and believe, is to do the will of the Heavenly Father. So that commission to the deacons is it establishes them in the family. Whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. So those deacons are brothers and sisters and mothers now, because they're giving life to the proclamation of the word. And this is true of all of us in different ways. I mean, only ordained ministers proclaim the word in liturgical settings like this. But we all are putting into practice what we believe or we're called to. And so we are all called to do the will of our Heavenly Father, meaning we are all called to be his brothers, sisters, and mothers. Mothers are, of course, life givers. Like St. Bridget. St. Bridget, today's saint. She's a mother. 8 children, one of them is a canonized saint. So even if she didn't have extraordinary revelations into the Passion, she would already be fulfilling this gospel, doing the will of the Father by being a mother. Physical mother for 8 children, spiritual mother for thousands. Okay, so that one thought I had in relation to this passage is that the deacons have this life-giving role. But yesterday was also the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And St. Mary Magdalene was given a commission, proclaim the gospel to the apostles. She's the apostle to the apostles. She's sent to those who are sent. What was the will of the Heavenly Father for her? Go and tell my brothers. So that's the will of Jesus. Go and tell my brothers. And so she goes. And in doing so, she becomes brother, sister, and mother. She's doing the will of the Heavenly Father, so she's the brother, the sister, and the mother. St. Mary Magdalene is often misunderstood, but in becoming an apostle, she's a mother, she's a spiritual mother, because proclaiming the resurrection is a maternal function too. It's a life-giving role. Okay, so those are, you know, to put aside this distraction about Jesus not loving his mother and all that stuff people say, let's reflect more on how we are mothers, not how Mary's not important, which is always, someone will always come up with that misunderstanding of this passage. We say, no, not only is Mary very important, but she's also a sign to us of our own responsibility to be the mothers of Christ. That is, to give the life of Christ to others. Now, there's one additional thought I'm going to take from today's first reading, which is not a function of Mary or a function of mothers. It's a work reserved to God Himself, and that is the work of freeing us from sin. This is what the prophet Micah says. Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of His inheritance? Who is there who can free people from sin? Remember, that was the question when Jesus said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." The question was, well, who is he to say his sins are forgiven? That's only God can say that. Only God can free people from sin. But this is what the beautiful message of Micah is. Not only can God do this, and he's the only one who can, but he does do it. He does remove guilt. He does pardon sin. And that's a great part of the proclamation of the good news. Mary, the Mother of God, is not the one who forgives sin, but she always leads us to the one who forgives. So she's still Mother of Mercy. Our role too. I mean, we can't free people from sin, but we can direct them to the one who does free them from sin, and that's part of doing the will of the Heavenly Father. Sometimes when I'm hearing confessions, someone will come in who's been away from the church for years, hasn't been to confession for years, and is carrying a very heavy burden. Or you might say many burdens, sometimes grave sins for years. It's very hard for those people to go to confession because they just feel so crushed by sin, and they're not sure, and there's nothing they can do about it. They feel like they can't do anything about it, but they finally, inspired by the Holy Spirit, they finally come to confession, they lay it all out before the priest, and God removes their guilt, God pardons their sin, sets them free, and they go out of the confessional completely transformed. It's always a marvel, it's a miracle of God's mercy. Yes, the priest is an instrument of that, an important instrument. But the grace of forgiveness of sin can only come from God. And that's what the prophet Micah is talking about. So I find that to be a kind of an extension of what Jesus says about doing the will of the Father. Yes, we're all called to do the will of the Father, but none of us can free ourselves from sin. We can only present ourselves to Him, and He does it. Who is this? Who's like God, who will have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt? You will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. Pick up the heavy burden of sin and just throw it away. Cast it into the sea. Very beautiful and very consoling and very life-giving, the message of salvation. So let us do the will of our Heavenly Father, whether He is sending us to others, whether He is bidding us to go to confession, whether He's using us as witnesses by putting the Word of God into practice, by whatever our vocation may be. Let us all fulfill this gospel line: whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. We are part of the family of Jesus Christ, and we participate in the work of Jesus Christ in the world.